This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel 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 it. The chat room. The chat room. Breaking down what you need to know.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is, of course, Amo Helang on the ones and twos. You are tuned into the hashtag chat room on Vow FM 88.1. I hope you are all well on this wonderful and warm Wednesday evening. You know, everybody was out on Monday. I hope you guys voted. How are you guys feeling? What are you guys looking forward to? I'm definitely interested to find out what your thoughts or what your thoughts are, rather, on our upcoming poll results. And I know, you know, voting is something that we've spoken about on the show before. So, you know, what I found, rather, is that there is a general sense of nonchalance and subdued interest in voting. However, I do hope that you have taken the agency and you have been a responsible citizen in making the right decision by voting. So, something that I was thinking about just before I came into studio, you know, as it pertains to voting and making the right decision, is imagine if there was a penalty for not being a responsible citizen, or perhaps imagine if there were consequences for not voting. Do you think it's something that we would take a little bit more seriously? Do you think we do it with a little bit more urgency? Just something that I was thinking about as it pertains to our voting rights. But anyway, you can stay tuned into the hashtag chat room. I am really interested to have today's conversation. We will be talking about black tax. Yes, we will be talking about black tax. And like I said, stay tuned. You know, to help us unpack this topic, we will be chatting to Bonga Mkhize, who is a researcher and contributing author of the book, which is aptly titled Black Tax. So we will be looking out for your responses. Join the conversations on Twitter and Instagram at VowFM.
For the youth, by the youth, by the youth. We are Power FM, Power FM, 88.1. The chat room, the chat room, breaking down what you need to know.
So, like I've been saying, you know, black tax is definitely something that we've all been subjected to, or perhaps something that we've all encountered. And I know it's definitely something that's been coming up quite a bit for us as young black professionals, this idea that we constantly need to give back to our families. So the Urban Dictionary defines the phrase as the extra money that black professionals are expected to give every month to support their less fortunate family and extended families. Now, on that point, you know, the Urban Dictionary's definition is quite, it's on point, but I must say that it does span a little bit wider than that, in the sense that, you know, it's not necessarily limited to our less fortunate family. There are families that are doing okay. There's just a general sense of, you know, you've done well, you have gone to school, you've got a good job, now pay us back. So, as far as the Urban Dictionary's definition goes, I think we can afford to just, span a little bit wider than the one that I just read. But unsurprisingly, much of what has been written about black tax has focused on the negative aspects. And this is another reason why I feel like it would be so interesting to hear from everybody at home about what your thoughts are. Do you think there are positive, you know, sort of aspects to black tax? If there are, can you please just feel free to let us know here on the hashtag, the chat room, rather, on Vow FM. So, speaking of the negative aspects, for example, the financial struggles faced by many black professionals having to pay all their earnings to cousins, aunts and uncles, you know. Eavesdrop on a conversation at a restaurant in the suburb and the chit-chat will inevitably turn to the burden of black tax and how it symbolizes a lack of progress in the country. Well, that's one way of looking at it. It's definitely not the end-all, be-all definition of black tax. You know, I definitely think it's one way to pour back into the community. It's one way to say, hey, mom, dad, family, thank you for your contributions, and this is how I'll be giving back. But like I said, stay tuned into hashtag the chat room on Vow FM 88.1. My name is Amo Helang, and like I said, we will be talking to Bonga Mkhize, who is a researcher and contributing author of the book Black Tax. Now, as you know, on the chat room, we dive into all things, you know, socially current, you know, some of the difficult conversations, current affairs. And, you know, one of the affairs that we will be discussing today is, of course, black tax. Is it a burden or a responsibility? And just before I continue with that, I'd just like to mention something else that I was thinking about earlier on. Is black tax cultural? I don't know if that's something that we've thought about, but as we dive deeper into this conversation, it is definitely something worth thinking about. So, you know, black tax is about so much more than needy relatives. It's about the mindset surrounding money and improving our financial skills so that you can shift the concept from negative to positive. And I'm really interested in this idea of black tax as a negative thing. And really, I think it goes back to the language, you know, what we think about being taxed. Anything that is an obligation immediately starts to feel like it's taxing. It's taking away so much more than you can give. But if your family has worked as hard as they have, you know, to give you a life that you deserve, then what is a little bit of giving back, you know? So it is worth going back a couple of decades in 1994 when most white people entered our new democracy with generational wealth, also known as old money. This gave them a financial jumpstart over black South Africans who transitioned into the new period with little more than the shoes on their feet. Now, generational wealth, rather, is definitely something that comes up quite often in our conversations. This idea that, you know, our white counterparts, our white friends, you know, come from a much stronger financial foundation. And this idea that we have to work double as hard as they did because their forefathers have laid the foundation for them. However, they have gone about doing this. So why does it feel then like black tax is a responsibility when we could be the ones that are laying a foundation for the generations that come after us? Why is it that we feel that we are being taxed unnecessarily when we have seen what it has done for our current generation and generations before us to not pour back into our communities? So as people founded businesses and rose through the corporate ranks, they felt obliged to use their newfound wealth to address the disadvantages suffered by their parents' generation. And so black tax was born. Research into social movements argue that people will not ordinarily take part in something unless they feel deprived by that thing. In other words, because a black person has actually felt what it is like to be underprivileged, he or she will have a keen interest in helping family members break the cycle of poverty. And of course, this is definitely something that I think would be a natural instinct to a lot of us. And again, this is why it's really interesting that we continue the conversations and we get into the good, the bad, and the ugly. Because perhaps what I might feel is, you know, us laying a foundation for the next generation is you feeling like you are being taxed and you are being asked for so much more than you are ready to offer. So the trick is really to change the way we think about black tax, starting with the name. If we go back to language and our wording, why are we talking about it like it's a burden? Perhaps it's giving back. So perhaps if we reimagined how we talk about pouring back into communities that helped us get to where we are, it wouldn't feel as much of a burden as it does right now. But when we come back, we will be chatting to Bonga Mkhize, a researcher and contributing author of the book Black Tax. And later, we talk to Mwezi Sugute, a marketing coordinator. Let us know your thoughts on Instagram at VowFM, hashtag the chat room on Vow, and feel free to WhatsApp us on 084-0784-912. So award-winning novelist, rather, Sifiso Mzobe, invents a term for the, let's call it, unrealistic projections that black parents might have on their children. And he calls it the perfectus trajectorium. the perfectus trajectorium is essentially the perfect trajectory that is kind of projected onto black children as soon as they are born. So this child will go to school. This child will get good grades. This child will religiously go to church. This child will not drink or smoke. And so these are kind of the unrealistic, almost fantasies that black parents are now projecting onto children. And in this way, once a parent feels secure in this perfectus trajectorium, the parent then feels that because my child has lived up to this expectation, now I can expect them to pay me back for all the efforts that I've poured into them. You know, I honestly feel that we cannot have the conversation about black tax without talking about generational wealth. We cannot talk about generational wealth without looking at it as more than just a financial investment. You know, wealth spans so much wider than just money. So what else are we investing into each other? What else can we pour back into the community? And perhaps if we spanned our perceptions around black tax a little bit wider than just making it about money, perhaps, you know, if I'm a young woman who has been successful in the work that I've done and I want to now give back to the community, then maybe I can come back with more knowledge for my community. Maybe it doesn't only have to be about the money. So again, let's not look at black tax as a burden. Let's perhaps think of it as one of the ways that we are building generational wealth. Now, like I said, we are going to be speaking to Ubonga Mkize, who is a researcher and contributing author of the book Black Tax. Bonga.
Hi, Amo. How are you?
I'm well, and yourself?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us on hashtag the chat room this evening. Now, this is definitely a conversation that has been happening. You know, there are constant whispers of black tax. Oh my goodness, do I have to do this? Black tax. Oh my goodness, do I want to do this? So I'm just going to jump straight into it. You know, is black tax a socioeconomic dissection, rather, of a post-apartheid capitalistic South Africa?
Oh, it's such a touchy, touchy topic, especially looking at the history of our countries, you know, the different systems that we come from as a country. We definitely come a long way. But I would say definitely it is, from the research that I've made. I mean, we can essentially even take it back to, you know, our Areas Act, our Land Reform Act, that are passed in the past. And we can simply pick up the traits from there of where the roots of black tax sort of began. So if we're looking at, for example, just giving a scenario where our parents had to move from the rural areas to come and work in the cities because they had to pay a particular tax that was a law that was passed at the time, we had to work, and that meant our fathers had to work in the mines, our mothers had to work as domestic workers or work in the firm. And from then on, we can see that we already had no land for agriculture. We already had no land for basically just, you know, to sort of build the generational wealth that we had originally, which was our cattle and our veggies that we used to have in the past, that was our wealth as black people. Moving into the city now meant that we need to work, and even that money was not enough for our parents to be able to save for our future, save for our education, and save for our trust. You know, trust that most of other children from other races currently have, but we don't, because we had to live from hand to mouth. Now comes a generation that has to sort of rectify the injustice of the past, which is us. We are now the young black professionals that are, or rather have the responsibility to sort of, you know, change our family situation, whether we are building that house, whether we have, you know, the monthly allowance to sort of take care of our parents, take care of ourselves, and then also take care of our families, like our children. So we have three generations essentially to now look after. because of the injustice of the past and because of the systems of the past.
You mentioned so many key points, you know, about how the same way that we feel we have to work extra hard in every other aspect, because, you know, we know that our white counterparts come from, you know, an already set foundation. It's almost crazy for us to feel that we don't have to lay the foundations for generations that are come after us.
Yeah, 100%. And I think the notion or the phenomenon of black tax has been such a topic because it's a two-way, you know. Some people look at it as Ubuntu. You have to assist. That's what we do as Africans, you know. Once you get better, you help, you lend a helping hand. And for most youth, and especially for, I'm speaking from a research point of view because I had to like speak to people and actually understand their stories and where they come from. The core of this, as much as it is what we do as Africans, as much as it is, you know, we live in communal environment, but it is a burden because of the current economic structures that we have also. I mean, we can simply look at the fact that, for example, you are taxed more for your insurance if you are living in a township because you don't have a garage, whereas if you're living in an estate, that is less insurance for you. So for just, you know, that simple scenario, you can see that, no, there's something wrong with this, you know. And it's no longer just black and white. It's no longer a wrong and a right situation.
Okay, so again, Bonga, you've mentioned so many key points, which is going to feed into my next point or my next question, rather. You know, what are some of the contributing factors that have, you know, contributed to us considering black tax such a terrible thing?
I think it's because of the word tax. I think once you say tax, people are like, no, but it's not a tax. You just, you know, you have to assist your family, or we're assisting a family. And it goes back to the point of Ubuntu, you know. And just going back to the burden part, that it is just this elephant in the room that people don't want to speak about. And therefore, it's a matter of, okay, do I say something, do I not, or do I just roll with the punches? Yeah.
So what inspired you then to have a contribution in the writing of the book, Black Tax?
Okay, so I'm a product of Black Tax. So myself, literally the interest sort of came through when I was doing my honors, and I had to write a dissertation. I simply, one, yes, it was like at the back of my head because I was going through it. My brother was, had to assist me through my undergrad, and now I had to choose between pursuing my postgrad or working and sort of providing for my family, because I then had to release my brother, if that makes sense. So it was a matter of, but this is not fair. Like, I want to proceed until I get to master's at least. And it was a matter of, but you can't do that. You've already finished your 3 years. Give other people a chance, you know. So as much as that was in the back of my head, I was really interested in finding out, is it really a responsibility or somebody's playing me here? So for me, I was like, okay, let me just research. Let me just see how, you know, how other people feel about this, and just present it as a topic that needs, you know, both sides of the story to weigh both options, if it's Ubuntu, if it's a responsibility, and are my feelings valid if I feel the pressure? You know, am I supposed to be feeling the pressure? So it first started as a personal research project for me, and then it essentially developed to a dissertation, because then I had to dig even deeper to see why are we here, and notice that I'm not the only one. You know, we have these conversations amongst our friends, but we never really speak about them. And I realized that also with my brother, it did hinder him into developing career-wise, also just personal development, whether he had to like pursue his next degree or pursue his business. He couldn't do that because he had to put me through school and also still assist my family. So for me, the inspiration began, one, with my dissertation, and then further on, when the following year, post my honours degree, I then met Unike Mhlongo, who was also busy compiling a black textbook. So the book essentially comprises of, I think, more than 20 authors that are contributing to it. We're basically telling our stories of what black text is to us, what it means to us, and what it has done for us. You know, for some people, it was a good thing. Like, I'm a parent of black text. I'm proud of that because somebody paused to be alive for me to make it in life, or to even rather, be the woman that I am today. So how we view it is really a personal story. And then the burden also, whether some people feel it's a burden, it's really your story to tell and for us to sort of grasp those mistakes that we make and sort of rectify them. I think the one misconception people have is that, we are raising this phenomenon about black tags and we are saying that it's bad and all of that. We are trying to have this conversation so that our current generation does not, end up having this as a cycle, or having black text as a cycle. We want to have the conversation so that we combat it and rather, convert it into an investment. Be aware that, yes, fine, it might be a tax, but how do we turn this for it not to be a cycle? Because if we continue at the rate that we are continuing and be focusing on rectifying the past and not living the now and also preparing for the future financially, we are causing a cycle for the next generation, because we're going to end up being looked after by our children because we have not saved enough for them and for their lives and for them to start their lives.
Sure.
So the whole awareness regarding black tax is essentially that, yes, the situation is what it is. We will never be able to change the current, but we can definitely make a change for the future.
I see. Sure. Bonga, you've shared so many personal stories, and I think that's one way that we can definitely find a kind of solace in, like you said, the pressures that we feel around black tax, which is not something that we like to speak about often. Like I said, you'll often hear whispers on the streets, or we often feel embarrassed about having to give back. But like you said, let's perhaps try to see it as a social investment. Let's see it as us laying a better foundation for the generations that are going to come after us. So I suppose the next question that I wanted to ask you is, what are some of the positive impacts that you would say would come from black tax, apart from the ones that you've spoken about? What are some of the positive impacts that we could perhaps change our perceptions about or around black tax, as it were?
I mean, for one, I always say that, for what most of our parents have went through, they 100% deserve a better life. And yes, we should be lending a hand in that, in terms of providing the better life for them. Before they leave us, from this earth, I always say, I want my mom to know how it feels to own a car. If I can do it, I'll definitely go with it. And also just, sometimes black folks is not even to our immediate families. It's helping that cousin that needs to go through school. It's helping, your aunt start that business if they need capital. So there's definitely a lot of positive stories that come from black types, because most of the time I think we focus on the stories that, oh my goodness, my family is lazy to work and therefore all the burdens on me. But there are positives where you get, families that are just like, I just need that 500 rand to stock, and post that they're able to run their own businesses. So as to whether we view that as tax or an investment, I'm going back to the point that we really need to, sort of turn the wheel a bit and see, I will give you the money if you are starting something that will benefit you. But I will not be, for example, having black tax that is a never-ending cycle. Like, for example, let's just say you're providing groceries for a person who is well and able to provide for themselves. Now, that is a turning rule that will never end for you. So we need to be able to, change that to an investment point of view. We need to change it to an empowerment point of view. And definitely, we can have, so many more stories that are great that come from black text. I'm definitely one of them. And the best thing that I can do also is just to lend that helping hand. But obviously, where I stand now, I'm more careful, I'm definitely not going to just have, you know, I need to be able to plan. When does my black tax end? Yes, I have to do it, but when does it end? How do I end it? Is there a way to end it? Even if it means ending it, means, you know, I provide for my younger siblings for them to get through to school, because then if they are able to take care of themselves, then that's half the job for me done already.
I think what I have taken from everything that you've said is really just the idea that perhaps we need to start budgeting for black tax. Imagine if we now went into the workplace as young black professionals knowing that there has to be an allocated budget for black tax. But again, you know, I'm also not very fond of this, the usage of the word black tax, you know, even just saying it, you know, it feels like a burden.
It sounds
really uncomfortable. Yes. But you know, Bonga, again, we cannot have these conversations without looking at the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I know you mentioned how your brother, you know, his personal development was almost hindered because of the way that he had to support you instead of pouring back into himself as much as he could. So, I mean, do you think that black tax cripples aspirations of the youth, or does it have any crippling effects? You know, we spoke about the positive effects, but let's look at some of the negative impacts.
Oh, yes. No, yes, definitely it does. I think also, like, the word cripple kind of, like, gives you a cringe because, I mean, it really is what it is. For him, it's like he had to just get, you know, that 3-year degree just to qualify for a job so that there's enough money at home to assist my mom get me through school. And fortunately, I had the opportunity to move on to my honors, to move on to my master's because of that, you know. So it definitely does. Where do you start as a black child? How do you say, okay, fine, I'm done with school, guys. Can you just please give me 6 months for me to establish my business? We don't have that luxury. Most of us don't have that luxury. After that degree, there's an expectation that you are making more money. And also that expectation also, I feel, comes from the lack of knowledge. I think most of our parents, like, are not aware that we need to start from internship level, earning that 3.5 with those qualifications. So even the system is against us, because even the system requires us to have so much experience, huge qualifications, but the monetary element of it, or the remuneration of it, is very low. So, yeah, it definitely does cripple, because by the time you finish, you definitely need to be looking back at home and being like, okay, I need to do this fast and quick. Pass on record time so that I'm able to assist at home. Because again, if you look at, you know, university students and most of the life they live, especially those coming from the rural areas, the pressure is that I am sending you and you are my hope. Mm. Go there, make me proud, and come back and work for us.
Mm.
So already, by the time you finish matric or passing that matric, you are basically getting that card to go to university and for you to come back and assist us, because we are all waiting for you to come and rescue us.
Mm.
So already there is that pressure. So if you're in university, you finish your 3-year degree, and you really want to pursue your next qualification, you cannot, because they know that it's 3 years, and they've already probably counting the cents to get you through those 3 years so that you are able to pay it back. So, I mean, the dynamics are really against us.
Wow, Abonga, you've mentioned so many key points, but I think something that we can definitely do is refer to the wonderful book that you've written. Can you let us know where one can purchase your book?
Definitely. It's not my book. It's not really my book, but it's our book.
Right.
As I mentioned, there's quite a lot of authors that contributed. We can get the book at all exclusive stores. Adam's Bookshop also has it, so you can go to those nearest. And I think most bookshops are now selling it since the hype. So definitely, if you go into your nearest mall, you will not miss the big yellow book. It's Black Tax. It's edited by Nick Msongo. And yes, you can read all about our stories on Black Tax. It's a funny, witty book to read. It's a very fun read. It's not heavy or serious at all. So, yeah, your listeners would definitely enjoy it.
Thank you so much, Bonga Mkhize, for joining us on the line and for giving us such wonderful insights into what black tax could possibly be and what it would look like if we reimagined it. That was, of course, researcher and contributing author of the book Black Tax. I do, of course, on the line have Mwezi Sugude, who is a marketing coordinator from Umlazi Township with a BA honors in media and cultural studies. Mwezi, how are you?
I am good. Thank you so much for welcoming me into this lovely chat. I'm really excited.
Thank you so much for joining us. You know, I'm going to jump straight into it because I know you're going to share your story, and I know it's definitely something that can resonate with our listeners. Yes.
I'm really sorry. I'm struggling to hear you.
All right. Can you hear me now, Mwezi? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you now.
All right. We're going to jump straight into our interview. Just, let me know if you have any issues at all. So when and how did family obligations become tax?
I think when it definitely starts to feel like something has been taken away from you, when somebody who feels like by them giving back at home, they're giving back in an unreasonable and unfair manner because it negatively affects their quality of life. So if you find yourself in a space thinking, I can't do what I want, I'm in debt, too many people are depending on me and I feel taken advantage of, I think that's when the shift happens.
Oh my goodness. So, you know, just coming off of what you said, you know, can there be black tax without abuse? Are there rewards attached to paying black tax? It's quite the loaded question, but I'm interested to find out what you think.
I think there can be black tax without abuse, because in a family where the expectations are set and aligned and there's the privilege of black tax, I mean, gaining from it and actually being a part of it is actually only seen when you have a community and Ubuntu mindset.
It's really interesting you should touch on Ubuntu, because my following question really was going to be, what is the fine line then between, you know, black tax and, I mean, Ubuntu rather, and forced responsibility?
The fine line is when it becomes unreasonable and when the family and also the professional, the young professional, is not honest. Because if we look at like our current climate, the youth is not making money. A degree doesn't guarantee a job or a great job at that. And starting from the bottom is expensive. So when you have to think about everything that a young professional has to go through in terms of that, looking for a job that pays well, looking for a space to stay, starting from the bottom, build themselves up. And then on top of that, having to take care of a number of family members back home, that's when then there's no Ubuntu. Ubuntu is about thinking about somebody else. So that's when it crosses the line, when the family doesn't really consider what the young professional is going through, and also when the young professional doesn't fully consider what their family had to go through to help them out. So I think that's when the line is literally when things are unreasonable and both parties are being hurt.
I hear you, Mwezi. So, you know, considering all that you've just said then, is taking care of home asking for too much?
I actually do not know. I'm also battling that internally because I'm in an environment, I'm in a space where I'm seeing my white colleagues who don't have tax, who don't have the bottom. And I will just say that, you know what, it's good sometimes to just say, you know what, I don't know. But I know that where I come from, black tax, in inverted commas, is a token of appreciation and love, and that is a part of the culture.
I hear you, Mwezi. And, you know, just because of time constraints, I would love to continue the conversation. But, you know, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. And thank you so much for offering your wonderful insights on what you imagine black tax to be in our current social economy, right?
Yeah. Thank you so much for dialing me in. I really appreciate the conversation. I've been listening since 8 p.m.
Oh, Thank you so much. That was Mwezi Sugude, a marketing coordinator from Umlazi Township with a BA honors in media and cultural studies. Right now, I am taking your VNs and let's hear what you had to say.
I personally think it's a bit of both. It depends on the family you come from, because some families are so not supportive. They'd watch you suffer throughout your high school life. They'd watch you suffer throughout your varsity life. And the minute you start working, the minute you get a job, they treat you in a different way because now you have to give back to them, of which is very wrong. But then there are some parents who make sure that they support you with the little they have. They get you through every step of life with the little they have.
I see it as a burden to us black people. That's why it's even called black tax, because you'll find that your mother or your parents, bakula, bakuliswa, basebenza, they got married at a young age, baqala impilo yabo. So when they start to have ingane, they expect ingane to assist them with his needs abangakwazanga ukuzenza. For example, tholukuthuzo sebenza kini, and then your mom and dad will decide to go to have to extend the house without even discussing leo plan now. So as soon as you don't do it, sekhonungazwani between you and abazali, because awusayenzi lento whenever befuna uyenze. Wabo, forgetting it's now at the mall cool if ni wukale wenzimbili yako kungangaba wange wuti kewena uzu hambu yushata, because imshato aiseku ayota isi mngani this katsamanj. It could be the matter of getting a job, buying a house, buying a car, starting to be independent. So as soon as you go that route that bona didn't plan it, now sebuye njengomuntu ongahloniphi ekhaya ozenzela into and everything. Abanye they even remind you ukuthi we took you to school, as if manje someone else was supposed to take you to school. That was their responsibility, since they are the ones abakwenzile bakulethe emhlabeni. So uma sofikile funeke bakwenzele, yebo, bakwenze, bafune bakufundise vele khona impilo yakho izobangcono. So it's a very deep issue that it's manje this is not normal, but sisiyenze thina, sisivele sayinormalize, sayenza ngathi nje into ekhona funeke vele yenzeke ukuthi masoqedile ufunda funeke wenze into ekhaya. Yeah, but so I think it's a burden, because now they have this burden. I have to make sure that they go right. I have to make sure njani atinumdingasayiphila impilo yakhe, because manje ufuna enze sure ukuthi kuyinto right ekhaya. And masuqalile ukwenza ke, the parents tend to relax more, babeke yonke into yakhe bahlombe and all of that.
Sure, quite some strong opinions there, but definitely that we haven't felt across the board. I think there's a general sense that we all understand about giving back to the community, and that, you know, we are who we come from. So essentially, we do understand that on a fundamental level, but I do think if there was perhaps a readjustment to what our current reality is, with our current economic status and perhaps the high youth unemployment rate, perhaps it wouldn't feel as much of a burden as it does right now. But let's continue to listen in and see what you guys had to say.
Yeah, it's a burden. Why must we pay our parents for ukuthi badlala indima yabo empilweni zethu? Why? That's not right.
I think it's definitely a responsibility. You know, and as we grow, our responsibilities become bigger, you know. And honestly speaking, all responsibilities are a burden to an extent, You know, so it's a responsibility that is burdensome because we wish we didn't have to do some of the things that we're doing at home, but iskhathi esiningi, most of the time, the question is, if we don't do it, then who will? You know, so it's our responsibility to make sure that, I think we have a responsibility to our families first, before anything else, you know, and going out, gallivanting in the streets, while you know that at home there's no bread, and you have the power to buy the bread, ekhaya. It's your responsibility to make sure they're okay at home, you know, because without it, I will go in. That home raised you. Your parents, your older siblings, they did everything they could to make sure you're okay and you can get where you are right now. And so where you can help, it is your responsibility to help. You know, that's what it means, ukuthi, it takes a village. We share responsibilities, you know.
Greetings to all the listeners, Vowel FM, Dr. Dumakude. Okay, this is my opinion on black tax. Okay, I think the word itself, in the black tax, is programmed wrong in our heads. It shouldn't be called black tax, you know, because especially us black people, we don't come from rich families and stuff, so we can't compete or we can't compare ourselves to the white people or the white race. So we know Guti, our mothers, our fathers struggled to educate us and to get us where we are in life. So I think nje Guti, to make a difference at home, you know, pay for that electricity, you know, pay for that just to give your parents a release stress and show appreciation for what they have done for you. That's my opinion.
We're getting a lot of strong feelings in the studio from some of the voice notes that we've been receiving. And I think at the heart of it, like I said, there is a fundamental understanding that we are of a community. We are not, we never go through life alone. And so perhaps if we looked at language, because language plays a huge role in how we perceive a lot of the things around us. And I definitely think perhaps if we just reimagined what giving back to our community is and reimagined what building generational wealth looks like, it wouldn't feel like a tax. It would really just feel like pouring back into the community that brought us here. So as we wrap up the conversation on black tax, thank you all so much for your wonderful contributions. Thank you all so much for tuning into the show to hashtag the chat room.
The chat room. The chat room. Breaking down what you need to know. For the youth, by the youth, we are Power FM, Power FM, 88.1. This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Vids, by Voice of Vids. To hear more of our shows, tune in to 88.1, or stream via www.vowfm.co.za.